Their songs employ. Why God feels in Florence, rocks, hills, and plains. Repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. We sing to you, Jesus, the King of creation. We give you our praises, oh, joys fill the world. We sing to you, Jesus, the King of creation. We give you our praises, joy, joys fill the world. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and the wonders of his love. Oh, wonders of his love. Oh, wonders, wonders of his love. Oh, wonders, wonders of his love. Oh, wonders, wonders of his love. We sing to you, Jesus, the King of creation. We give you our praises, oh, joys fill the world. We sing to you, Jesus, the King of creation. We give you our praises, oh, joys fill the world. Joys fill the world. Joy to the world. Joy to the world.
Hallelujah. Well, come on, joy to the world. The Lord has come. Amen. The Lord has come. You can be seated in his presence. Let me read to you just a couple of verses from the traditional Christmas story. I don't know how many of you have been following us, but beginning on December 1, we started reading the Gospel of Luke. If you'll read the Gospel of Luke one chapter a day on December the 1st, when you get to Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, you will have walked through the entire life of Jesus Christ from birth to his ultimate sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. So we've been doing that every day at noon. Staff have been reading, and I've been reading some myself. And so follow us each and every day. Read the life of Jesus Christ in the month of December. That's a lot of joy. Come on, give the Lord praise today. So the scripture says from that classic Luke 2 passage, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. And verse 10 says, but the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. You and I have joy today because Jesus Christ has come. Amen? Praise the Lord. There's a lot of people that experienced joy this weekend. We had a joyful time yesterday as professional photographer Elaine Morgan. Where's Elaine at? I saw her. Come on, stand up, Elaine. She's going to be taking pictures for us Wednesday night, right back here in the Family Life Center. So if you want you and your family or you and your boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever want to take some pictures, just come to the Christmas party. When you bring your food for the table, make sure you bring some homemade goodies and make sure you, hey, you can do chicken wings or whatever you like, but bring some food and we're going to have a good time of fellowship together. That brings a lot of joy around the table here for Carpenter Shop International Church. So we're going to have a good time. Pictures are going to be taken, and they'll be available to you if you'd like to purchase some of those, and it's going to be a great time. Joy for people who will receive a knock on the door, and someone will drop off a beautiful basket to them filled with items that you're going to bring. Amen? Come on. Filled with items. Come on, that's right. Clap your hands. Bring items with you. I noticed there's a few items in the baskets already. Bring them with you on Wednesday night. Help us fill these baskets up, because we'll be visiting those who are shut in and less fortunate and can't get out a lot of the times. A lot of joy yesterday in Windsor, North Carolina, as Tyler and Kayla became Mr. and Mrs. Barber. Come on, give it up for the Barbers. Amen. We'd have them stand, but they're probably somewhere in the state of Georgia by now. They got up early this morning and took off to Florida. A lot of joy here in the house on Friday as Mr. and Mrs. Hersey Bazemore joined together. Come on, guys. Stand up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Lots of joy. Amen. And now you get to have a lot of joy because you get to bring your tithes and your offerings to the Lord. Come on. Amen. Give your tithes and offerings to the Lord today. Father, we just thank you for our opportunity we have to give back to you, God. You have blessed us so much. And Lord, we thank you that the tithe is a holy thing. And you said that if we would bring it, that you would do something powerful. And that would be that you would two things, Lord. You would rebuke the devourer for our very sake. Father, thank you for causing him to keep his hands off of our goods. Keeps his hands off of our lives. Lord, I thank you for that protection as we tithe and bring our gifts to you. And Lord, also you said you would open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we wouldn't even have room enough to even understand or receive them, God. Thank you for an overflow. Thank you that blessings are chasing your people down. In Jesus' strong name. Amen and amen. God bless you as you give now, as a song is going to be ministered now. I had a testimony this week that somebody in this congregation were able to pay two vehicles off. Come on, somebody say two. Two vehicles off early. They had them financed for 7 years, and they paid them off early. Both of them got the titles in their hand. No more payments. Come on. God is good, isn't he? You tithe, and he will cause you to have an abundance. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you as you give. Next voice you'll hear will be that of Pastor Miranda as she presents our kids' Christmas program this year. God bless you guys.
Before we introduce our program today, our little ones are going to come and share with you a song. Come on, little guys. Come stand right up here. They're going to sing a song about what a special night we're talking about with Christmas.
Thank you.
We're so proud of our kids this year. I write a program the last several years, wrote a script and things, but we really wanted to do something a little differently this year. And the kids are going to tell you the story. I took them in our green room, and I asked them a lot of questions. And I took the answers to the questions and edited it to make the greatest story of them telling you in their own words the greatest story. So we're excited to present to you today by the greatest storytellers. Kids are the greatest storytellers. The greatest story.
I'll tell you a story. I never listened to that story. Wait, is it recording me?
This is the greatest story.
This is the greatest story.
There was this young girl named Mary. And she was a believer in God, and she was engaged to Joseph.
Mary was at home when an angel appeared and said, told her that she was going to give birth to God's son.
Mary was probably really terrified when she saw the angel, and she was probably really nervous and scared.
Mary said, "I'm not going to have the baby. I'm young, and I'm not married."
She was probably really shocked when an angel appeared in her house and told her that news, because that's a really shocking thing to know about, that you're going to give birth to God's son.
The angel said, "Do not be afraid, Mary."
She probably thought that, why would he pick me out of all these people? Why just one young girl?
I think that she has something special in her.
Mary was brave.
She said, I love God and I do whatever he wants me to do.
Your baby boy would one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters?
Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Your baby.
Mary told Joseph she's gonna have a baby.
Mary says to Joseph that she's gonna have a baby that is so special and it's gonna forgive everyone of all their sins.
Joseph was probably really scared and confused by her being pregnant because they were engaged and they weren't even married.
Joseph was asleep. And he, an angel appeared.
He had a dream, or was it brought by an angel?
Joseph, one day when he was sleeping, he had a dream, and an angel appeared in the dream and told him that, don't worry.
An angel told Joseph that Mary was telling the truth. The angels spoke to him and said that not to back out, that it will be okay.
He probably was a little embarrassed how he acted, I guess, and he probably understood a lot more.
I think Joseph felt that he was nervous.
Joseph was probably nervous, and because Mary's gonna have Jesus Christ.
I think Joseph probably felt bad for thinking Mary was a liar. And he probably feels like it's real, and he's probably shocked that his fiance is giving birth to God's son. Out of all other believers and Christians, they picked Mary and Joseph to take care of the baby and have Mary have the baby.
Joy.
heaven is. Love is a miracle.
Joseph said to Mary that they had to take a trip to Bethlehem because the king decreed that everyone must be counted.
Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem
because Joseph's family was from Bethlehem.
And they traveled by donkey, and Mary, pregnant, she was pregnant, and she had to ride on the donkey, and Joseph had to, like, lead it.
I never seen no one ride a donkey before.
The trip was a long ways. The trip was probably really hard for Mary because she rode on a camel or donkey. Being really, really pregnant with a baby, I know that has to be hard.
She probably was not happy about it. She was probably really tired, and they both were probably not a very comfortable ride.
When they got there, they couldn't find a hotel that could keep them because they were all full, because everyone had to come through the census.
They couldn't find anywhere to stay because everyone was full.
Because everyone must have took all the rooms and they was late, so they couldn't get any rooms.
The innkeeper said there's no rooms.
She kept asking everyone.
The innkeeper said, go find another one. This one's full.
He said, I got too many people in here. There's people are sleeping on the floors, on the tables.
There's no one except this one guy. And he had this, like, barn place or whatever you call it.
One innkeeper said he has no room, but he has a barn-type thing that they can stay in, and it has a lot of animals and stuff.
There was horses, there were pigs, there were birds, there was all type of animals.
Cows, a horse, a sheep, a donkey, and a duck,
cows,
donkeys,
cows, and a horse, and pigs.
It was a cow, donkey, pig, horse,
I think it was like stinking in a stable.
It was probably very smelly. Probably didn't smell good at all.
Nasty.
It was donkeys in there. I smelled a donkey before.
It was the worst place to be when you had the baby.
You are the Son of God.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we say that together?
Mary and Joseph went and stayed into the barn thing.
When they got there, it was time for them to have baby Jesus.
It's time for Jesus Christ to be born.
So imagine they're having to get the stable together, make sure it's right, and they were probably putting out blankets and stuff that they had, and making sure Mary was ready, and probably making sure she was okay, all that.
After the baby is born, they put him in one of these troughs for the donkeys to eat out of and wrap him in cloth.
They laid baby Jesus in the manger and put him in cloth.
So they just laid baby Jesus on top of the hay. They named it Jesus.
Well, Joseph had the name in his dream, so he said his name is Jesus, probably.
She probably was very overwhelmed, but she was very happy, and she loved him very much, and she was probably very excited.
She should take care of the baby.
I don't think Joseph would say anything because he was sleeping. It was midnight, right? He would be sleeping. Everybody's sleeping at midnight, except Mary, apparently.
Mary said that Jesus was special.
Mary said, I love you.
She would probably say she loves him and that he's going to be amazing. He's going to do great things.
Darkness, we were waiting without hope, without light. Till from heaven you came running, there was mercy in your eyes. To fulfill the law and prophets, to a virgin came the word. From a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt. Praise the Spirit, three in one.
Shepherds guarding sheep, and an angel appeared and said, "Go to Bethlehem and you'll see Jesus Christ."
The angel told them that the Savior was born.
There were shepherds watching the sheep, and they saw a bunch of angels in the sky singing.
A bunch of angels appeared and they were singing.
Gloria, oh Gloria.
And they say glory to God in the highest.
Do not be afraid. Baby Jesus has been born.
Angels said they should take a trip and find where Jesus was born.
They're probably terrified when they saw all these angels, but amazed.
They probably said, "Let's go to Bethlehem to go see Jesus Christ. Let's go see the baby."
They probably had to get their sheep to come with them and take journey.
I think they were running.
The shepherd said, "Hurry up before the baby goes sleep."
They were probably running as fast as they could and going through all sorts of stuff.
I think they just ran on the grass.
I think the shepherd's trip was going through deserts and grass and dirt to get there to Bethlehem.
The shepherds, well, they probably had to walk through A bunch of bushes, and they probably fell because of the rocky roads, but it was all worth it when they got there.
It's baby Jesus, we're here, let's go in.
And the baby is asleep.
They probably worshipped him.
I think that the shepherd said to baby Jesus, so you were the baby Jesus they were talking about?
The shepherds thought, glory to God, you are our new king.
We praise you and we love you and thank you for, they're probably praying to God. Thank you for sending your son down here to save us.
They probably told their families and a lot of people, like friends and stuff, about the experience they had.
Waits for a miracle. The heart longs for a little bit of hope. Oh, come, Emmanuel. The child prays for peace on earth, and she's calling out from a sea of hurt. Oh, come, Emmanuel.
Men that were far away. They were looking at the sky and they saw a star.
I think that they said to each other, I think this is a warning for something really important.
And they didn't know what it was, so they went back and studied on it to find out what it was.
I think that's the way to baby Jesus.
And they knew,
knew that a new king was going to be born there.
They knew baby Jesus was there.
The wise men said, let's go see the Savior.
Well, I think the first person would have said, it might be a far journey, but we can follow the star.
He said, let's go.
Let's follow that star and to get to baby Jesus and give them a present.
They probably walked the path towards the star.
I think they brought stuff that smelled good or some stuff that are very, very valuable.
Gold?
The present baby toys.
Spices?
The wise men brought myrrh, gold, and frankincense.
I would bring him diamonds.
For a baby now, you would bring toys and stuff like that, but for Jesus, I don't know what I would bring.
Socks?
I bring the baby Jesus a phone.
I would give him diapers.
I would probably bring him a Christmas ornament because it's Christmas is, it's not necessarily his birthday, but that's when we celebrate it, and I would just get him like a Christmas ornament or something.
Love. I would bring him something that he would love, like a toy or something, like the most expensive thing like that I could buy in my budget.
Probably really valuable things, such as like things like the wise man brought almost, or really nice things.
They saw baby Jesus and Mary and Joseph, and at this time, Jesus was probably a little bit older now, and it was a very long trip, and they were probably saying, oh my goodness, we brought you presents.
You are definitely special because of that star.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining, it is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for thank you.
this is the greatest story because he is our king.
This is the greatest story ever told because it's the birth of Jesus.
Well, this is the greatest story of the world because it's the story of how Jesus Christ was born, and Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins so we could be forgiven.
Jesus came to die on the cross.
Because he died for our sins, and so we could go to heaven even if we sinned, and he could forgive us.
I think it's the greatest story because it tells us how Jesus came to earth to forgive us of all our sins.
This is the greatest story because Jesus is our Savior.
It is really important that Jesus came to earth because without him coming to earth, he wouldn't have saved all our sins, and we would still have to give an offering for every sin we do, and that would be very important.
It's important that Jesus was born because he sacrificed his life for all our sins.
I mean, if you think about it, it must have been really hard for him. It's like if you just had your child and you had to like give him away as a sacrifice for people that did against you or did you wrong. Jesus is the only reason we have Christmas. Without him being born, we wouldn't have Christmas. This is the greatest story because it's very true and it's really amazing how God sent his son down here just to be born for us.
Thank you.
The shepherd says, "How you doing?"
And what does Joseph say, you think?
You're crazy? He thought that she was crazy.
Giddy up. Mary and her husband, Joseph.
They're not husband yet. Okay.
Mary said, "I'm not gonna have a baby."
How do you think Mary felt about having a big tummy?
Hungry. I'm not supposed to say anything.
I think she was probably stressed out.
It smelled like unstable.
Cow poop.
Mary and Joseph were like,
Okay. And there's a guy named Peter and...
I don't know.
What in the world just happened?
Praise the Lord. Praise God. You know, every year I just wonder, I'm like you, I wonder, hey, what's the program going to be like? And, you know, Pastor Miranda tries to minimize it like, yeah, you know, we usually do this, but what do you think about what she did? Come on. Come on. That's amazing. You know how many hours it would take to just put all that stuff together and the flow of it and everything? And such an incredible job, kids. You did an amazing job. And the thing that I marvel about all the time is I'm a viewer. You know, when a program like that is taking place, I'm a viewer just like you are. And I look at our church. I'm always amazed. I'm amazed at many things. I'm amazed at talent. I'm amazed at abilities. And I'm always amazed at the amazing example of diversity that exists in Carpenter Shop International Church. It's incredible. I was thinking about, you know, probably the most popular slogan in the whole Christmas story is, "There's no room in the inn." And I was thankful as I was watching this program that no matter who you are in the Northeast North Carolina region of what we call the Roanoke-Chowan area, you've become a church all these years that there's always room for people. And I thank God for that. I really do. Every culture, no matter what your hang-ups are, you know, if you're watching online today, this is a safe place. It's a safe place for you to be. I was thinking about all the joy. You know, we talked about the aspect of joy before the program began. I saw a picture of Crystal Blow Hawks Friday night with her hands raised in the air, experiencing an amazing joy that she crossed the finish line and got a master's degree. She can be a librarian in any institution that's out there today, from the elementary school to the college. And I would imagine that was probably a tremendous weight that just lifted off of her shoulders to get that degree and reach that milestone. And while that does bring a lot of joy to us, as much as marriage does, or, you know, whatever we talked about earlier in the service, there's no greater joy than when the weight of the world is lifted off of your shoulders because you have come to Jesus Christ. That's the greatest joy that you could ever experience. That's the message of Christmas. So if you're here today, and you may say, "Pastor, you know, I'm struggling in my life. I'm struggling in just, you know, the journey that I'm on." I would ask you, let's all stand together. I would just ask you to slip out of your seat. Maybe you're here today and you say, "Well, you know what, I'm really having a hard time." Maybe there's something going on in your body. Maybe you're sick today. Maybe you just need somebody to agree with you for healing. Maybe you're facing a diagnosis that's challenging for you. Maybe you're just struggling with spiritual life. Would you just take a moment now and just come on, slip out of your seat. There's room. There's room here at this altar for you. And as you come, I promise you, somebody will come and pray with you. It doesn't matter what it is. You don't have to be embarrassed. You don't have to be ashamed. There's room for you. And as you come, someone will come and pray with you. Ministers, pastors, there you go. Just come. Step out of your seat. Come. Someone will minister to you. Someone will meet you right where you are. Just come. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Just come. Just know this. There's room. If you're sick, there's room. If you're emotionally struggling, there's room. There's room. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Others? Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter who you are. Praise God. Let me have some ministry help here. There you go. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. There's room. Praise God. Others on the prayer team, elders, ministers, thank you, Mother Jenny. Just come. There's room for you. Hallelujah. Are there others, if you would, just slip out of your seat. Someone will pray with you. If you're watching online today, just simply put a comment in the section below. We'll contact you. We'll reach out to you. We'll private message you. We get the joy of doing that every week, just contacting people online that have made a comment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we want to thank you for the joy that comes when you lift weights off of our shoulders, the joy that comes because of you who was born in Bethlehem, the house of bread, the joy that comes because God sent his only son into the world. The joy that comes because not only can angels rejoice, but we can rejoice because you bore our sins on the cross of Calvary. You died. You shed your blood for the healing of our bodies. For this, God, we thank you. For this, we praise you. Lord, I pray that the peace that you intended would be experienced with every person. The joy that you intended would be experienced. We give you honor. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus, the strong Son of God. And everybody said, amen. Come on, give the Lord praise today, would you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, don't forget, Wednesday night, come right back out and join us. Bring some food with you. Let's just have a big family dinner, amen? Just bring your food. Don't forget the baskets in the hallway. Those baskets will go to someone who may not can get out as easy as you can. And so it's just a chance for us to spread the love a little bit over the holiday season. Thank you, Pastor Miranda, Pastor Gary. Thank you, Backline, Light Team, all these guys that did so much to make today's program meaningful. Volunteers, gals that are helping with kids, guys that are helping with kids, thank you so much. Give them all another hand, would you? Come on. God bless you all. Have a great day. Merry Christmas.